In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful.
The guidance and the divinely ordained 12 infallible Imams.
There are many verses regarding the fact that no guidance except through the true infallible Imams, who are the medium or wasila between Allah and His creation, and no salvation from divine chastisement, but through them. The true Imams have some qualifications which cannot be found in the others: infallibility, divinely endowed with knowledge, moral excellence, miracles, extraordinary genius, and divine ordination and authorization.
First verse. And of those whom we have created, are a people who guide with the truth, and thereby they do justice. The Holy Quran 7:181. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, Ayashi, Kolani, Safar, ibn Shara Ashab and others, Rahmatullah Alayhim, with many chains of narrators, have narrated, from Imam Bagir and Sa'adik, Alayhimus Salam, that the verse refers to the 12 infallible Imams of Ali Muhammad. From Bakari and Omari traditionists, Hafiz Abu Nu'aym and Ibn Mardud, have narrated from Imam Ali, alayhi salam, that he said, in this ummah, there will be 73 sects, of which 72 will go to hell, and only one would go to paradise, and that sect is the one in whose praise Allah says, and of those whom we have created, are a people who guide with the truth and thereby they do justice. And that sect is that of our Shias. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated, two traditions from Amir al-Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, in this way.
Second verse. And as for those who strive hard for us, we will most certainly guide them in our ways, and Allah is most certainly with the doers of good. The Holy Quran 29:69. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that this verse was revealed in praise of Ali Muhammad, alayhimus salam, and their Shias. Forat, Rahmatullah alayh, has narrated, from the same Imam, alayhi salam, that this verse was revealed in our praise.
Third verse. Is he then who guides to the truth more worthy to be followed? Or he who himself does not go aright, unless he is guided? What then is the matter with you, how do you judge? The Holy Quran 10:35. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that the one who guides the people towards truth is the Prophet Muhammad, and after him is his holy progeny. And the one who without guidance does not become guided, is the one who opposes the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet, after the martyrdom of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as Abu Bakr, Umar, and Osman. The Blessed Ibn Shara Ashab has narrated, from Zayd Ibn Ali, this verse is about Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam. We have mentioned earlier that this verse is very clear about the imamah of the 12 infallible Imams, alayhimus salam, because each of them was most knowledgeable in his own time, especially in comparison to those who falsely claimed the caliphate or leadership of the community.
Fourth verse. And who is more erring than he who follows his low desires, without any guidance from Allah? The Holy Quran 28:50. The Blessed Kolani, Safar, and others, Rahmatullah alayhim, have narrated, through authentic chains, from Imam Riza, alayhi salam, that this verse denotes the servant who accepts religion of Allah, but does not obey the true Imams. In other tradition, it is mentioned that he accepts religion without the guidance of the Imams of guidance. In fact, he is following his false opinions and low desires. The Blessed Kolani has narrated that Imam, alayhi salam, said to Sadir Saraf, shall I show you those persons who stop people from the religion of Allah? When Sadir looked, he saw the deviant leaders, Abu Hanifa and Sufyan Sari, sitting in the mosque of the Holy Prophet. The Imam, alayhi salam, said, they are the robbers of the religion of Allah, who say that they are from Allah, and without any guidance from Allah and the Book, they claim to be guides. If these wicked people remain in their houses, and people don't find anyone who ascribes falsehood to Allah and His Prophet, they would come to us, and we would tell them whatever is the truth from Allah and His Prophet, and they would not be misguided. It is reported by the Blessed Ibn Babawi in Majalis, and by other scholars with reliable chains of narrators quoting Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that he said, "We are very much worried because of the people. Because when we call them towards us, they do not respond, and if we leave them to themselves, they do not get guidance without us."
Fifth verse. "And most surely, I am most forgiving to him who repents and believes and does good, then continues to follow the right direction." The Holy Quran 20:82. The commentators have said that it means he repents from polytheism and brings faith. It means to bring faith on Allah and His Prophet, and to perform good deeds. That is, if he performs the obligatory acts, he will receive guidance. Commentators say that he should remain steadfast on faith till he passes away from this world, and that he should not doubt after believing, or that he should not create innovations in the religion. The Blessed Skolani, Ayashi, and Ibn Mahiyar, Rahmatullah Alayhim, have narrated, from Imam Bagir and Imam Sa'adik, alayhimas salam, that he is guided towards the vilaya of we, Ahlul Bayt. By Allah, if a person worships his whole life, or till the day of judgment, and dies between Rukn and Magam, which is the best place for worship in the whole of world, without our vilaya, Allah would throw him into hell, on the day of judgment.
Sixth verse. "Then, whoever follows my guidance, he shall not go astray, nor be unhappy." The Holy Quran 20:123. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar, Kolani, and other commentators have narrated, from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that one who accepts the vilaya of the infallible Imams, alayhima salam, and does not disobey their commands, would not be misguided in this world, and would not suffer in the hereafter. In another traditions, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, "O people, follow the guidance of Allah, so that you may be guided, and acquire goodness and improvement. Guidance of Allah is my guidance, and my guidance is the guidance of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam. One who follows his guidance, in my life and after my passing away, he has followed the guidance of Allah. He would never be misguided and a sinner." Then, he said, "And whoever turns away from my reminder, his shall be a straitened life, and we will raise him on the day of resurrection, blind." The Holy Quran 20:124. The Blessed Kulaini, and other accredited narrators, have narrated that, "My reminder in the verse is Vilaya of Malana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Just as in this world, his heart was blind from the Vilaya of Malana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and perplexed in his religion, in the hereafter also, he would remain blind and perplexed. He will say, 'O my Lord, why have you raised me blind, and I was a seeing one indeed?' He will say, 'Even so, our communications came to you, but you neglected them, even thus, shall you be forsaken this day.'" The Holy Quran 20:125-126. The Imam said that communications refer to the divinely ordained Imams, alayhimas salam, whose guidance the hypocrite neglected, so today, we would similarly neglect him. It means, we will leave him blind and put him in hell, just as he rejected the infallible Imams as divine guides, and did not obey them. And thus, do we recompense him, who is extravagant, and does not believe in the communications of his Lord. The Holy Quran 20:127. The Imam said that, it means that, we give him such things, in exchange of his enmity, due to which, he left the infallible Imams, alayhima salam, and does not believe in their imama, and does not follow their sayings, and due to enmity towards the Ali Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he crosses the limit.
Seventh verse. Say, each of us is waiting. So wait. Soon you will know who are the people of the right path, and who is guided, the Holy Quran 20:135. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar with many other narrators, have related from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, is the right path and that person is the guided one, who has accepted his vilaya.
Eighth verse. These are they whom Allah guided, therefore follow their guidance. The Holy Quran 6:90. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, we are from those, whose guidance is from Allah, and that people should follow us.
Ninth verse. Surely, this Quran guides to that which is most upright. The Holy Quran 17:9. The Blessed Safa'ar and Ayashi, Ramatullah alayhima, have narrated, from Imam Bagir and Imam Sa'adik, alayhimas salam, that, the most upright, means the Imam, and his vilaya is the most correct path.
Tenth verse. That you should exalt the greatness of Allah, for his having guided you. The Holy Quran 2:185. A tradition in Mahasan says that, to glorify or to exalt the greatness of Allah, is his respect, and guidance is the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam.
11th verse. They shall say, all praise is due to Allah, who guided us to this, and we would not have found the way, had it not been that Allah had guided us. The Holy Quran 7:42. The Blessed Kulaini has narrated, from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, on the day of Qiyamah, the Holy Prophet Amirul Mu'minin and all the infallible Imams, alayhimas salam, would be called, and they will be stopped, for the accounts of the people, and for their intercession. When the Shias see them, on the esteemed and grand position, they would become happy and thank Allah. They shall say, all praise is due to Allah, who guided us to this. It means that, Allah guided us towards the vilaya of Amirul Mu'minin Ali, alayhi salam, and after him towards the vilaya of other divinely ordained infallible Imams, alayhimas salam.
12th verse. And of those whom we guided and chose, when the communications of the beneficent Allah were recited to them, they fell down, making obeisance and weeping. The Holy Quran 19:59. The Blessed Tabarsi and Ibn Shahra Ashub, have narrated, from Imam Zainal Abidin, alayhi salam, that, he said, this verse refers to us, and it was revealed in our praise.